Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you. Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and a word of welcome also to our extended families who are following us through the internet, radio, or television. Today we gather as God's faithful people on the second Sunday of Easter. It is also the Divine Mercy Sunday. We ask the Lord to continue to have mercy on our country, on our city, and our families, especially each of us. We ask the Lord for mercy. We must extend mercy also to each other. We do so by calling to mind our sins and failures and ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Christ, have mercy.
Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what fonts they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
Joyful shout of victory in the tents of the just. Give thanks to the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love is
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by Him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive or forgiven them, and whose sins you retain or retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. Today is the day when we celebrate the richness and we celebrate the meaning, the participation in, and the application, if you will, of God's mercy for each and every one of us. But this holds true not only for today, but for every day of our lives. A little bit of a history about this day. In the year 2000, this second Sunday of Easter, which we call Divine Mercy Sunday, was decreed a solemnity, a high feast day by St. John Paul II. And it's based on the visions of a Polish nun, Faustina Kowalska. St. Faustina lived in the 20th century, and she devoted her life to really spreading the word about God's forgiveness or God's divine mercy for anyone who asks for that forgiveness and mercy. And she had visions for most of her life. And one of the most profound was of Jesus. We have a picture of that here, was of Jesus with one hand raised in a blessing, with the other two fingers of his hand resting on his heart. And she stated that Jesus had, through prayer, asked her to have this image painted and to include a prayer that said, "Jesus, I trust in you." Let's switch gears slightly and look at today's gospel passage. And so I ask you, what do most of us remember when we hear this part of St. John's Gospel proclaimed? It's next to the last chapter in St. John's Gospel. I'll tell you what comes to my mind every time I read it. And I think probably most of you are probably thinking the same thing, is that seemingly lack of faith by Thomas, Didymus, the twin. You know, even in our modern day society, we even give this theme a name. We call someone who doubts a doubting Thomas. Well, how about Thomas? How about him? Should we really label him like this? Doubting Thomas? Personally, I think Thomas has been given a bad rap, because Thomas could be our own twin. Look at your own life as an example. And I can say the same about myself. How many times has your faith been shaken? If we're honest, we will all answer, yes, we have doubted. And yes, we've doubted on more than one occasion. And I honestly think the other apostles would have reacted probably in the very same way that Thomas did. We heard several weeks ago when we read our Lord's Passion on both Palm Sunday and then on Good Friday, how all of the other apostles scattered when Jesus was arrested. And Peter, the supposed leader of those apostles, even denied Jesus three separate times when he was standing in the courtyard of the high priest, warming his hands on that charcoal fire. I think Thomas's story is not unlike our own story right here today. We too are called to believe, and believe without seeing. As a matter of fact, all Christians, after the first witnesses, after those first apostolic witnesses, have truly been called to believe without seeing. The doubt that Thomas had, I think, is not hard to believe. The news of Jesus appearing was absolutely incredible to all those who had seen him crucified and buried and put in that tomb with the stone rolled across. The humanness of Thomas, just like our own humanness, the humanness of Thomas kind of compelled him to want hard evidence. Thomas wanted concrete proof. He simply wanted to know if this Jesus, who had appeared to the disciples after his death, was in fact the same guy who was crucified. And Thomas, today in our gospel passage, is given a unique opportunity to examine and gain that hard evidence that he was seeking. And this doubting Thomas is actually our own personal witness that Jesus Christ is truly risen, as we hear Thomas proclaim, "My Lord and my God." The gospel tells us that our Lord appeared to the disciples on several occasions after they had discovered that his tomb was empty. In part, I think the great mystery of Jesus' resurrection is that he appeared to his disciples not as a spirit, but in bodily form. His bodily form, however, was not one that the disciples recognized readily. In John's Gospel, another part of John's Gospel, Mary Magdalene, if you remember, did not recognize the Lord, that figure standing before her, until what? Until Jesus speaks to her. In Luke's Gospel, you remember those disciples on the road to Emmaus, where Jesus opened their minds and opened their minds to the Scripture. They didn't recognize him until he breaks bread with them. Jesus' resurrected body had a physical presence, but the disciples couldn't recognize him unless he allowed it. However, his body truly showed the marks of his crucifixion. And as we hear in today's scripture, Jesus also has no physical constraints as he appears to them through locked doors, not once, but several times. And when he does today, he does something else for these apostles who are there for fear, as we hear, of the Jews. What he does for them, he commissions them, giving them the gift of the Holy Spirit to continue the work of the Father in the vineyard. My dear brothers and sisters in the risen Lord, all of us here today are the product of this commissioning. Our faith is based on the witness of the church that was preceded us, beginning with St. Thomas, our own personal witness, our own personal witness that Jesus Christ is alive and well. And my friends, through our own baptism, we too receive the same Holy Spirit that our Lord gave the first disciples. But we are among those, as Jesus says, who are blessed. And we're blessed because we believe and we have faith without having seen. Thomas comes to us today to truly help all of us with our own doubt. He comes to us today to help us with our own unbelief. He comes to us today to help us with our own humanness. But let us also display the faith of Thomas as we say in our own hearts and we proclaim, Jesus, my Lord and my God. And so on this Divine Mercy Sunday, I say to you, make a difference in someone's life by proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. And not just by our words, but actually how we treat them, by what we say and what we do. And I say this especially starting with our families and our loved ones, because sometimes the closest to us are the last ones to receive our love, our forgiveness, and our mercy. May God truly bless you on this Divine Mercy Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We bring our needs and concerns before God, knowing that God's mercy endures forever.
For the whole church, from our Holy Father, Pope Francis, to those who were just baptized into the church on Easter, that God's mercy may shine through in the way we treat others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who work in the legal system, law enforcement, or corrections, that they may be able to temper justice with mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have committed horrible crimes may come to feel true remorse for what they have done and know the unbounded mercy of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in our community who have suffered physically or emotionally due to the actions of others, that they may find healing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Mr. Rafael Ho Nguyen, Maria Joseph Nguyen, Jose M. Quema Garcia, Maria Martinez, Richard Hatch, David Miller, Alois Vetter, Maria Eckert, Katie Marsh, Edward and Irene Kellogg, and Elizabeth Massa, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving and merciful God, listen to our prayers we make today and look with mercy upon our needs and desires. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice and give thanks for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the oblations of your people and of those you have brought to new birth, that renewed by confession of your name and by baptism, they may attain unending happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb, who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restore our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together in an hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace. Thank you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ come into our lives. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.